Right, let's wash your hands. You've been a clever boy, haven't you, using your potty?
Yeah.
Right, let's rinse your hands in there. Just stand on this little step.
Yeah.
That's a good boy. Right, wash your hands.
Lots of water in the bowl, isn't there?
There we are. No fish in the bowl. At least I hope there aren't any fish in the bowl.
But the big water's got some fish in it.
Yeah. What do you mean, the pond?
Yeah.
Or the fish tank?
A fish tank somewhere. That's a nice huge fish.
What's a huge fish? Right, darling,
let's... And sharks too!
And sharks?
Yes, definitely.
Let's dry your hands.
A fish likes in water and outside and inside in and thanks. And a huge fish. And it's a nice fish.
You're talking about Auntie Frank's, that's your two fish.
Oh, no, Stevie. No one to feed lots of fish. Outside, inside, in boxes, and it's here in the lorries, and big loads and big loads of onions and lorries, and vegetables, and the meat, and water, and beans, and carrots, wheat.
You sound like you're talking about meat and vegetables in a lorry, so are you talking about fish in a lorry?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the fish we eat rather than the fish that are swimming around?
Yeah.
All right.
That's a nice word.
Under
that east water, I'm kidding, and 1, 2, 3, 4 fish.
Four fish?
Lots of fish.
Let's just pull your trousers
up. Loads and loads of fish.
Loads and loads of fish.
Yeah.
Right, let's pull your trousers up. Pull your trousers up because you've just been a good boy. What have you just done?
Done a wee wee.
You've done a wee wee on your potty, haven't you? No, you didn't do a poo, but it doesn't matter. You've been very clever. So you've washed your hands.
Ooh.
Let's pull your trousers up and put some slippers on.
There.
You've just seen Dipsy, yes, it's a picture of the Teletubbies, isn't it?
It's dark.
Well, I'll get it for you in a minute.
It's dark, Mummy. Am I dinner?
No, it's not dinner time, but seeing as you've been a good boy. Would you like a little treat?
I need these toys first.
What toys?
These toys are in that worktop.
Well, the toys on the worktop, they're not really toys, Thomas. I'm cleaning them whilst dressing. I'm washing all the pots and we've got to do some repairs on something.
You're going to need to play them.
You need to play them?
Yeah.
You can have a look at this. This is a kaleidoscope.
Yes.
Now, do you know what you do with a kaleidoscope?
Yes.
Do you? You look through that little hole there, point it towards the light, and turn it round and round, and you'll see lots of different shapes. Just let me see, it's not too dark that way. I'll turn your chair around so you're facing the light.
Right,
okay. Because it's better to shine it at the light. Now you look at that with one eye. One eye. No, you're putting some of your nose down, just one eye. What can you see down there? What can you see?
That is fish and crocodile, not fish.
No, turn it round and round like this. I'll hold it. You just look through there. I'll hold it and you just look. Don't move your head. Just look. What can you see?
Beads.
Pardon?
Beads.
Beads. That's right. You do it now. Twirl it round and round.
Like this?
Like that, but not on your nose, in front of your eye. No, not on your eye, Thomas. Just look through there. Not too close. Look. With one eye. Just one eye. Just look with one eye and turn it round and round. But do it towards the light. Then you see all the pretty patterns. Don't you? What colours can you see?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Oh, out what you're doing with it.
Putting it up in like a smoothie.
Right, you look through there. Can you see?
Beads.
Beads. You must be able to see because you're saying beads. They're pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty beads, aren't they?
Look at the one daffodil there.
You can see a daffodil. Oh yes, it's a lovely daffodil, isn't it?
That's funny.
Please, round, 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 round. Right, if you're being a good boy, would you like some jelly babies?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I really like jelly babies. It's a little treat to have some, though, isn't it? But then you've been a good boy using your potty, haven't you? So when you're a good boy, you get a reward. Green. Mm-hmm. Let's just give you a green when you haven't got a green one. How's that? Black, yellow, orange, red and green. I'll move you back this way now. I was going to get the glue out because Well, I've been washing the pots for a while, Professor. I've taken down the coffee pot, and inside of the coffee pot is this, and it's the lid of the coffee pot. And I remember now, it's a long, long time ago, we broke the lid and we didn't bother sticking it together.
No.
I just found it now, so. It's like doing a jigsaw, Thomas. We're going to have to try and find out where all these little pieces
are. It's more like a sausage.
Is it more like a sausage?
Yeah.
So, it might take me a few minutes to do it. And I've got to be very careful not to get my fingers glued together. That wouldn't be any good, would it?
No.
Oh, there, that piece goes there. It's very sticky. What happened, I was watching Auntie Mabel the other day, at least you were watching Auntie Mabel, and I glanced at it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was the one about the teapot? What had happened? Oh dear! The glue snapped. The lid of the glue snapped.
Pippin broke a new teapot.
Pippin broke a new teapot, did he?
Yeah.
Well, I think, was the teapot not a birthday present to Auntie Mabel from her nephew? And her nephew was coming for a cup of tea, wasn't he?
Mm.
And Pippin, I don't know what happened, but somehow, when Auntie Mabel was undoing all her birthday presents, Pippin got in the way. And the teapot was knocked over, and it smashed. She desperately needed to get one just the same before her nephew came, didn't she?
No, she woman.
Pardon?
The silly woman.
Who's the silly woman?
Nothing else.
Why?
Not Matthew. That's your friend, Matthew.
Nephew? Well, you're a nephew. You're Uncle David's nephew and Auntie Patty's nephew. I don't know whether this is going to stick, Thomas.
I think so not.
You think so not?
No.
I don't think it is actually.
Each jelly baby's got some buttons.
Have they got buttons?
Yes, they sit and lie on the table.
So Auntie Mabel, we're going back to this Auntie Mabel story now. She wanted to buy a new teapot so that her nephew wouldn't know she'd broken it. She went to the shop and they hadn't got any in, had they? They'd none left. And the lady said, I can order one. And Auntie Mabel said, that's no good. I've got to have it this afternoon. Where do you get yours from? And she said, we buy ours at the factory. So what was the next thing that Auntie Mabel and Pippin did? Where did they go?
Smashing.
They went to the factory, didn't they?
Yeah.
To see teapots being made.
Yeah. And cups and sugars.
And cups and sugars? Were they making cups and sugar basins at the same time?
No, you're silly woman.
Thomas, that isn't nice. In fact...
It's Julie, baby's got some ice. Yeah.
I was just about to say, I'll take the jelly babies off you for saying silly woman, but you've eaten them, haven't you?
Mm.
Well, I don't think there'll be any more if you say that again. It's not nice, is it? It's not a nice thing to say, Thomas. And this isn't sticking, is it?
No.
The nozzle of the glue tube snapped, didn't it, just as we started? Mm. Oh, there, perhaps we just need to leave it a long time. Right, now we've got this. What is this?
I don't know.
It's a little crystal bunny rabbit.
Did you hold him?
Yes, you hold him very carefully.
Oh, it's not got a tummy.
Oh, he's got a tummy. He's got a big tummy. It's an ear. He hasn't got one of his ears has fallen off. I don't know why, but it has.
It's got bored. No, I'm good. Someone's broken it all way off, Mummy.
Pardon?
Someone's broken it. We can see the bell.
No, you haven't broken it.
No, see the bell.
Isabel? No, Isabel didn't break it either, Thomas. I think it was something that got broken when we moved house. And I put it somewhere safe and I've just found it. So we're going to glue an ear back onto the bunny rabbit. It's only a tiny thing. We can't really see because there's no sunshine today, but these figures, Thomas, if you hold them up to if you shine a light on it and put it in the sunshine, all pretty colours come through. You can't really see today because there isn't enough sun.
No.
Right, now I'll just have a look and see which way the ear needs to go. Where does the ear need to go? On there?
Yeah.
Right.
Put it back. Yeah.
I'll try and put it back again. I'll try.
I'll try and not break it.
Try not to break it. I think it goes that way.
Deodora.
Right, there we are.
Deodora. Pippin lost his suitcase.
Oh, dear Dora, Pippin lost his suitcase. Well, you're talking about another episode of Auntie Mabel and Pippin, aren't you? And that's the one where...
Little left.
Yes.
Yeah, and cold.
Auntie Mabel and Pippin had been to stay with a friend called Dora, and Pippin forgot his suitcase. So Auntie Mabel wrote when they got home to say thank you, Dora, for a nice time. But unfortunately, Pippin's lost his suitcase. Could you send it to us?
Postman
Pat came with Pippin's suitcase. But I think that episode showed you what happens to all the post, doesn't it?
Mm.
It showed the letter that Auntie Mabel and Pippin had written going
on a railway train.
On a railway train, that's right. They posted it in a postbox. And we saw the postman come in his van and empty the letterbox and put the letter in his sack and he drove off. And it went to a sorting office, didn't it? Do you remember those big machines?
And take all the letters away.
That's right, take all the letters away. And then after they'd been sorted, they went into bags.
Yeah.
And they went to the railway station, didn't they? They went on the rail train, didn't they? And then what happened? They were sorted again, weren't they? And the postman delivered it. Look, the bunny rabbit's ears better. Can you see? It doesn't look quite in the same place as the other one, but I'm sure it is. We need to wait for the glue to dry now. There, how's that?
Lizzie's little toys on your back.
Little toys behind my back?
Behind your bottom.
Behind my bottom? Oh yes, we've something else to mend, haven't we?
Yeah.
And that is one of your toys.
What? No. Something's broken my toys.
Yes, it's this little church, look.
Oh.
It's from the wooden train set we've had. Two accidents with that so far, haven't we? Daddy trod on...
little carriage, yeah?
One of the little carriages, the little yellow carriage. And
then... Oh, not again!
Not again, yes. And then, this little...
There's almost dragon on it.
I'm not sure whether that's a church or a school, Thomas. What do you think it is?
It's a church.
It's a church, is it? Well, whatever it is, the clock. The clock came off a while ago. And now the spire has come off. That's why I think it might be a church.
Nina, a friend is here. Nina, Nina, Nina.
So we've already mended that once, haven't we? We've repaired it once before.
Need to have a go.
Need to have a go. Well, I wish somebody could have a go. That's where it goes, Thomas. It goes that way. Right. We know now, don't we? Pop some glue on there.
I need to play that game. I need that. It could go toys.
There. That's something else. We've got to just hold a few minutes until the glue set. It's good, isn't it? And then it'll all fit back together like that with any look.
No reverend tins.
No reverend tins in that church.
No.
No, I don't think there is there? There, it all fits back like that, Thomas. We finally got it done, haven't we? Now, I'll have to be very careful now with this glue because we need a lot of glue.
Everywhere.
A lot of glue everywhere. We'll try not to get it everywhere.
Please, I try. Where's the church?
Now we'll stick
that I put it on here. There we go.
It's over here. Did you throw it?
Yeah, Mama slammed it away. Awesome.
Right, now we need, this is the final piece of the jigsaw.
Put it on us. Like it. And put it on it too.
Thomas, that's not nice. You just said pick your nose, lick it and put it on the table. Now, who on earth has said that to you? It's an awful thing to say.
There's some water.
Do you know what I think as well? I think the glue is empty. I think the tube of glue is almost empty before.
But you know that, put it on the table
of
water.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're picking your nose with the spire from the school. That isn't pleasant, Thomas, is it? It's really not nice at all.
Water? Yeah. Thank you.
Now, what do you think to that?
I put it on the table, run it again.
What does Thomas think to that?
It's brilliant.
It is brilliant, isn't it?
It's more like a moon.
More like a what now?
Moon.
A moon? It was a bit, oh gosh, it's making my eyes sting. It was more like a moon. When it was broken, it looked like half a moon, didn't it?
Dad, that chocolate star.
Chocolate star? Oh, what a shame that we've run out of glue before we've got the church done. Perhaps that's why the container broke, because it's been used such a lot. Must have thought I'm fed up with being used. I'll have to buy a new tube.
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
I think I'll have a blue one.
You think you'll have a blue one? A blue what?
Blue tube left in my cupboard.
Oh, right. Ah, I see what you mean. Yes, do you want to hold that? That's the empty packet that the glue came in. I can't give you the actual container. That would be silly, wouldn't it? So I can give you the packet. Right, look at that, Thomas. Stuck the lid back together, isn't that clever? What do you think to that? Have you still got the steeple?
Yeah.
Where is it, darling?
There.
Yeah. Alright. We'll just see. I don't think there's enough glue, but we'll just try our very best. We put a little bit too much glue on this lid lock. It's running down the side. There, so if you rub that on there, Oh, there, Thomas. What do you think to that?
I've broken in this lid.
You've broken that lid. Well, that doesn't matter. That's the empty bucket that the glue came in. Look, stuck together straight away. There we are.
Thank you, Uncle Mummy.
That's quite all right. And that's the lid of the coffee pot. Whoops. Which we've just dropped again, but luckily it didn't break. Isn't that lovely? Now we better leave all those things to dry. That's three things we've stuck together.
I need that toy to hang you.
You need the toy behind me?
These toys.
I'll go and have a look and see what it is.
I see orange toys.
An orange toy? Oh, that's a balloon toy.
I see the one.
You saw the balloon, did you?
Yeah.
I have a feeling that was possibly in one of the flower vases on the Welsh dresser.
Need a plan. Come in. I need a plan.
Hey. You managed to blow it up.
I can't blow it.
Not really. Well, you've got to be very careful blowing balloons. Be careful you don't hurt yourself. I've got some of the glue on the table, haven't I? That's right, it scrapes off but when it's dry. It isn't sticky anymore, it's just hard, isn't it? Oh, that's good. That's very clever, Thomas. You're managing to work quite a...
I need a little one.
Do you?
Yeah.
We've got a yellow one and a white one and a green one. The yellow one and the white ones are long like sausages.
Yay!
But the orange and green ones are ordinary balloons, aren't they? Ordinary shapes. Balloon shape. Sorry, I'm scrubbing that and it's making a noise, but we need to get it off the table, don't we? There we are, how's that? I'm very pleased with that. I think we've done a good job there, Thomas.
And it's broken knees.
What's broken?
These blue knees broken.
No, not broken. Orange balloon. There you are, would you like to blow the green one up?
I can't blow it. What is it here?
Nice colours, these aren't they?
Yes, it is. Whee! Down the floor in the water.
It's gone down the floor in the water. I don't think there's any water on it. I can't blow up the yellow and white ones, Thomas. They're too.
That's water for me.
How is it? You're pretending the carpet's got water on it. Is it a pond or a stream or a river?
It's a river.
A
river? It's fish.
Oh, I see. So the balloons could be fish, couldn't they, in the river?
Jump in the water. That won't be yellow fish.
Oh, Thomas, that tastes absolutely horrible. I'm not blowing that out. No, I can never do these. No, I'm sorry, I can't taste that. I'm not doing that one because it tasted terrible. Didn't like it at all. Ugh. It had something nasty on it.
You'll blow that one time. I can do it.
No, I can't do it, Thomas. I need the balloon plump. I don't know what it is about those long sausage-shaped balloons, but... You need lots of breath to blow them up, and I never seem to manage it. So those fish in the sea?
Yeah.
There we are, that little rabbit.
This is a crane on the water.
It's a crane on the water, is it?
Yeah.
Do you mean a crane, like a duck crane, or do you mean a crane as in a building site crane?
Yeah, it's a crane.
The building site one?
Yeah.
A building site crane.
So I flew down in the water and it's orange.
going to do now? Well, I think you wanted to look at this, didn't you? When we sat down before. Just make sure the table's dry after that. Before we spread this out.
I need to hold it.
Now, what's this?
I need to hold it.
It's got wet, Thomas. It's got wet. How's it got wet?
Hello.
No. Oh, it's spoilt now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it's spoilt. I don't know how that's got water on it. Never mind.
Josh, what's it on the tummy?
Well, look, yes, they're wet on the tummies. It's the tummy tubbies, isn't it? If we just leave it flat, Thomas, when it dries out, I'm sure we can still use it. Just look at it, don't, because now it's wet, it's so fragile. Who can you see?
Dinky Winky.
Yes.
Dixie, Lala, Pooh.
That's right, Dinky Winky, Dixie, Lala, and
Pooh.
And what are they all standing on? They're all standing on circles, aren't they?
Dinky Winky's standing on a red one, Dixie's standing on a pink one, Lala's standing on a blue one, Pooh is standing on a pink one.
That's right. Dinky Winky's on a... Well, you said yellow. It's sort of a yellowy green, a lime green, isn't it? Dipsy on a pink one, Lala on a blue one, and Pooh on a pink one. That's lovely, isn't
all
it?
All the same!
They're what?
All the same.
They're all the same? I think we ought to put that in your bedroom. I can't understand how it's got wet on us. I'm really sorry about that. What else have we got here? Ah, I got two postcards. They're wet as well. Why is everything wet?
Nothing.
Oh, what a shame. I'm sorry, darling. I've spoilt it somehow for you. They're postcards of who, Bob the Builder?
The Wendy.
Who's on this first one? Who's on this one?
Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder and...
Pilch.
Pilcher the Pussycat. And who's that? Is that Scoop?
No.
I wonder if it says on the back. No, it doesn't. And that's definitely Bob the Builder, isn't it, with his toolbox? But you've got a magazine here, haven't you?
It's got Fine Moon Stamp.
That's it.
The Fine Bob the Builder. We need a Teddy Thomas and Pokemon Pat and Molly. Yep.
Gosh. That's right, it's got Bob the Builder, Fireman Sam, the Tweenies, Teletubbies, Postman Pat and Noddy. Now that's called Angel Mouse. And I think that little girl there is called Rosie. The magazine's ripped a little bit, but I think it's Rosie and Jim. Oh, and who's this with the Wellingtons?
I don't know.
We've not seen that programme for a long time, but before Christmas it was on the television. It's called William's Wish Wellingtons. Do you remember? William's
Wellingtons.
Let's
look inside.
Let's look inside.
Yes. Look, a collector. Look, Fireman Sam.
Yes.
Clidenton.
Oh, what's all this on the back?
Lynn.
Gosh, it says Character Warehouse. I think you can buy it. All
Fireman Sam and Clidenton.
Fireman Sam and Elvis.
Yeah. And Fireman Sam.
They're in the kitchen, aren't they, weighing flour and butter.
Yeah.
And the scales. Oh, there's another picture of the jelly tubbies. This time it's to colour in though, isn't it?
What's this colour?
Look at this.
Look, Thomas, the tanks.
Oh, Thomas the Tank, yes. Oh, isn't that lovely? It's a Thomas the Ticket Office. And a Postman Pat Ticket Office. I see, there's all sorts of things you can do.
Fireman! What is Fireman?
There's a Postman Pat playset there, Thomas.
Let's post this fireman. with a moon drum. With a moon drum.
Where's Fine and Sam? Let's go through the magazine, shall we? Let's see what's on each page. And then we'll find him, won't we? Oh, look, it says, there's a picture there. Which one's the rabbit?
There.
And what about the pony?
There's a pony.
No, that's a pony, isn't it?
That's the pony. Only didn't look on the other side. It was a pony. Was that lovely?
Yes. That's lovely, isn't it? It's a postman Pat post office play set. Oh, who's that?
I think it's Linda.
Yeah.
Uncle,
I'm
Sam, was our lady called?
No, it wasn't a lady. It was two little boys coming to the door to see if we wanted the car washing. Well, I'm sure it needs washing, really, but...
What for?
Well, I think they're trying to earn some pocket money, so they're seeing if they can wash cars, but Dad
Look, an elephant!
Here. Yes, it's an elephant. Is that Noddy?
No.
Is this a picture of Toy Town?
No, that's Noddy.
Yes, that's Noddy, but what I mean is this from the programme, Noddy?
That's Jumbo.
Is it Jumbo?
Yes.
Is that what the elephant's called then, Noddy?
The big man's Clod.
Oh, he is called Jumbo, you're quite right. Yes, Policeman Plod. Mr. Plod.
That Mr. Plod?
No, that's Mr. Plod, the policeman. What's this character called? Mr. Wobbly?
Yes.
Mr. Wobbly, PC Plod, Jumbo. Who's this?
Milkman.
Mr. Wobbly, is he a wiggly man? Is that what you
said? A wiggly man.
Oh, the milkman's called Mr. Milko. You're a wibbly man doing silly wibblies. And what about the bear? Tessie Bear?
Yeah.
Is that what the bear's called? There are two bears though. That looks like a little girl bear because she's got a skirt on and a bonnet. What about this bear?
No, it's a girl.
No, I can't see the name of the other bear. Look.
It's a magazine.
Yes, it is a magazine. There's a little boy there wearing a hat. It says Bob's Hat. And there's Pilchard. The Pilchard soft toy. I can't see it, darling.
No. It's a magazine.
It's your magazine, is it?
Yes, it is. That's my toy.
It's your toy. Are you not going to share?
No.
Who bought you the magazine?
At Christmas.
At Christmas? I think he just bought it earlier in the week, didn't he? What does it say on the front? Oh, it says March 2000.
Fireman.
Did we find the page with the fireman on?
Yes.
That's what we were just trying to do, wasn't it, when the doorbell rang? Oh, look, the tweenies. Who's in bed?
Jake's got some red spots.
It says Jake's ill. Oh, dear.
He's got some spots on him.
He's got some spots on his face, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, can't be well at all.
No. Oh. Poor Jake.
Poor Jake. Oh, there's Postman Pat. Pat was on his post round. There was a letter for Granny Dryden, who was painting her cottage. "Ooh, I'll never reach the ceiling," she said. "Don't worry, I'll borrow a ladder from Ted Glenn," said Pat. But as he turned around, he spilt a can of paint all over his...
On his shoes.
On his shoes and his trousers. So Pat went home and put on his old trousers. They were a bit short. Look, can you see? Halfway up his legs, aren't they? Jess wasn't sure about Pat's new look. He drove to Ted's to borrow a ladder. Very snazzy. "Are they long shorts or short longs?" asked Ted. Ted's wondering whether the shorts, like you wear shorts in the summer, are very long. Or whether his trousers are very short.
I've got 5 miles.
Then Pat explained about the paint. I've plenty in the barn, said Ted. It was very dark in the barn and full of hens. Pat reached for a pot of paint and picked up a hen by mistake. A flying paint pot, said Pat. Ted laughed when he saw Pat covered in feathers. Can you see all the feathers?
Look all the feathers, that's feathers.
Yes, no, look all over Postman Pat. Back at Granny Dryden's, Pat and Ted painted her ceiling. Oh, it's lovely, she said. She made them a cake in the shape of a paint pot. That's the best pot of paint I've ever seen, said Pat. And it's one you can't spill down your trousers. They laughed. What's she got on the table?
Cakes.
A cake and...
More of a cake. A cup of tea.
A cup of tea in a teapot. That's right. We're back to Noddy, aren't we? Right, let's see what our fill is.
Yeah. Oh, another elephant.
Good elephant.
Good job, Bob.
It's called Ellie Mum. I think that's from Angel Mouse. We don't really watch Angel Mouse, do we? Now we know who this is.
Not my builder.
Not my builder.
Not yours, it doesn't fingers.
Pardon?
This is one finger. There's another one.
Your fingers? Have you put them down your jumper?
There's one here.
Only one finger there. Where's the other hand gone?
There.
I think it's gone down that jumper. Oh, Postman Pat, post office playset. Oh, that sounds nice. 40 playsets. Have you found your finger?
Yeah.
Oh, now listen, there's a competition, Thomas. We could try and win that. That would be lovely, wouldn't it? For a chance to win, simply answer this question. How many envelopes can you spot on the page?
One.
Yes.
Two. Three. Four.
Four. It says send your answer on a postcard. Well, we'll do that. By 31st of March, we can get a postcard and we can write on it. We can see 4 envelopes, Postman Pat. And then we can go to the postbox and post it, can't we?
It's got red wheels.
Yes. Playset's got a post office. Look, with an opening door, a little postbox. And there's a big postbox outside with Jess sitting on top. What are these, do you think? What are these two?
It's in that house.
The ladders, I'm not sure what they are. Oh, perhaps they're meant to be big, bright coloured parcels. One's green and one's yellow. And it looks like Mrs.
Goggins.
Goggins and...
Postman Pat.
Postman Pat.
And Jess.
Yes.
Sitting on a little postbox.
That's right, Jess is sitting on a postbox. Oh, now this is a good one. Pancake Day.
Jen.
William's Wish Wellingtons. It's Pancake Day next Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
It says it is Shrove Tuesday, Pancake Day, and William's mum has made him lots of lovely pancakes. Now William has to clear up. Help him by drawing a line to match all the things on the table to the shelf they belong on. Right, now, what's he got on the table? He's got...
fish.
A bottle of milk.
Mm.
Now, where does the milk need to go on the shelf?
Yeah.
There. Which shelf is that, Thomas?
Grocery.
It's what, Lynn?
Grocery.
It's the bottom shelf, isn't it?
Mm.
Where do the eggs go? Which shelf do the eggs go on?
There.
That's right, the second shelf up. Oh, where does the jam go? He must have had jam on his pancakes. Where does the jam go?
There.
That's right, the jar of jam. He's got some sugar, a bag of sugar on the table. Which shelf does that need to go on?
There.
Right. And where would you put the flour?
There.
On the top shelf?
Mm.
And what about the maple syrup?
Go down there.
That's right. So we've got milk on the bottom, flour on the top, eggs, jam, maple syrup and sugar in between. That's very clever. Good boy. There's Noddy. Oh, it looks like Noddy's flying a kite in the wind. We'd like to do that, wouldn't we, sometime?
Now.
Huh? Oh, well, we can't do it because we haven't got a plate and it's not particularly windy, is it?
It's a tea windy.
And that's the Teletubby page. Oh, there's Pam and Sam.
And Glidden.
And Elvis.
Elvis. And Glidden. No, it's Elvis.
Mm-hmm. They're weighing out ingredients, aren't they?
Not Glidden. Elvis. I'm in Sam. In the kitchen making some sausages.
Fam and Sam's in the kitchen making sausages. Well, I don't know what he's baking, but he's using flour and butter, so perhaps he's baking a cake. Ah, but look, there's some apples. Do you think it's maybe an apple pie?
I think it's a tomato.
You think it's a tomato? Oh, wow. Oh, now this is the other thing, the Play Days bus.
That's bus. That's the bus. That's the bus.
The bus?
Go find them.
That looks as if people have sent these pictures into the magazine. That's Farm and Sam, drawn by a little girl aged 3. Who's that?
Fizz.
Fizz.
And Milo.
Milo.
Bella.
Bella and?
And Jake and
that's
Milo.
Right, and what are they called together? The tweenies. By a little girl aged 5. Oh, this is drawn by a little boy aged 6. Who's that?
Baba Hurtel.
Who is it?
Bob the Dirdeder.
Bob the Dirdeder. You mean Bob the Builder? Oh, and then we've got somebody, William, by a little girl aged 6.
William's a boy.
William's a boy, William's Wish Wellington's.
William's killed. That's Pilchard.
That's Pilchard, yes. Pilchard the pussycat. What are you saying,
Twinkle,
twinkle, little da-da-da. Oh, I see, you're looking at that. It's a price tag. It's star-shaped. You can hear Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
No, 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 no.
Listen, I think somewhere in this magazine you can send off so that you get all the magazines through the post.
I'm a postman. Yeah, I'm a fisherman.
You're a fisherman now?
Yeah, I'm a fisherman.
Right. Well, you've got 2 fish down here. Remember the green and orange balloons?
Mm. Hello. Orange.
The yellow one's not working. The yellow one's not working. Mummy didn't like the taste of the yellow one. It really tasted awful, Thomas. Didn't like it at all.
I like that yellow one.
Now let's just have a little look at this. Yeah, you could get these magazines through the post, Thomas. Would you like that? Would Thomas like that?
No, Firefighter Penny Morris.
No, the picture that the little boy of 3 has drawn isn't Firefighter Morris, it's Sam, isn't it?
You're not got a fire engine. Cleddington. Dr. Cleddington.
It says here, which one do you think will weigh the most?
Farmer's only the closest.
Well, he's weighing all sorts of things. But looking at these two, which one do you think is going to be the heaviest? The one in the yellow scale or the one in the blue?
Blue.
The blue. But there's only a little bit of butter or cheese in there, isn't there? There's a lot in this one. Do you think this one might be heavier to pick up than this small piece? Yes? Let's have a look at these two things here. This is the tea towel. That's very big, isn't it? Compared to this little tissue, which one's the heaviest to pick up? Hold that in one hand and this in the other. Now you tell me which one's the heaviest.
The heaviest.
He's not. That's the tissue.
It's rubbish.
It's rubbish?
Yes.
You're rubbish. Well, you like helping
You're
mummy.
You're rubbish.
You like helping mummy to weigh things out, don't you?
You're rubbish, mummy.
Am I rubbish?
Yes.
Oh, that's not nice, is it? I think we'll be looking at this, won't we, when the
girl brought it. I just put my phone to rubbish.
Are you?
Mummy. You're covering
dirt
now, Mummy.
You're covering me up. Oh, the tea towel's a bit wet, isn't it? It's not really nice. Right, we're looking at this because which one's the rabbit? We've got the rabbit, haven't we? Which one was the pony?
You're a pony.
I'm a pony. I'm also the hamster.
Where's the hamster?
Can you see a hamster?
Ooh.
Ooh. That's the train, wasn't it?
What? Go after. I think it's going to Preston.
You think it's going to Preston, do you? Oh, right. Fair enough. What about the budgie? What about the bird?
You're a budgie.
I'm a budgie. Where are the birds?
You're a budgie bee.
And what about the goldfish?
You're a budgie bee.
Am I? And the mouse. Can you see a little mouse?
Where's the fish?
Is the fish there? Goldfish. Where's the little mouse?
They're coming off the mummy. No kiki.
And a pussycat and a dog. And it says, which is your favourite? Which do you like best out of all those animals?
Blue. Red. Blue. Green.
But looking at the animals...
I like all these colours.
Oh, you like the colours? No, but we're looking at the animals. Which of the animals do you like? Which one's your favourite? We've got a pussycat at home,
haven't we? Orange fish.
The orange fish is your favourite. Would you rather have an orange fish than a pussycat?
Yeah.
Yes? Oh, I don't tell Clady, she'll be upset. Which pets live inside your house? Which one of these lives inside our house?
Lots of animals.
Lots of animals. Well, lots of them on this page could. We wouldn't have the pony inside, would we? But we might have the dog and the cat and the hamster. We could have a little mouse inside if it was a nice mouse. And we could have the budgies and the goldfish. And Daddy used to have a rabbit that stayed in their house sometimes. Which pets live outside? Well, mainly it's the pony, isn't it, that lives outside? Of course, I think the rabbit as well. The rabbit would live in a hutch outside, wouldn't it? What are you doing?
Licking.
You're licking?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's got food.
Who do we know that's got some pyjamas like this?
Buzz has.
No, Thomas hasn't. Ben has. Ben has, hasn't he?
Because he didn't rock while that's the
other
one. That's pajama
Joes. Yes, bananas in pajamas. Aren't they? And do you know who that is?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's called a womble.
What does a womble mean?
A womble. They were characters when Mummy was a little girl. They live on Wimbledon Common and they collect rubbish. You like wombles.
Yeah.
They keep the place clean. They go around picking up rubbish, collecting all the litter. The Wombles of Wimbledon Common. That's what they are.
It is a steamroller.
It's a steamroller. Is it like Bob the Builder's steamroller?
We're making Wellington boots.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're making Wellington boots?
It's Rose called making Wellington boots.
Who's making Wellington boots?
It's roller.
The roller's making Wellington boots. Well, that was something that you saw on TV in the bedroom, wasn't it? You saw them making Wellington boots. Did they have to roll out the sheets?
Yeah.
They need to cut out the shapes of Wellingtons.
Yeah.
You saw Flan and Sam on television? Oh, well, I think it was a lady, wasn't it? It was a lady firefighter. And what happened? She put on her Wellington boots. She had a fire uniform on, didn't she? She had a firefighter's uniform and her Wellingtons. And when she came home from work, she couldn't get her Wellingtons off, could she?
No.
So did she have to ask the rest of the family to help her?
Yeah.
Pull the Wellingtons. Look, the sun's shining now. It's nice. Don't put that down there, Tommy. She'll spill it.
What are you going to do now?
Pardon?
What are you going to do now?
What are we going to do now? What would you like to do now?
Play some games.
Play some games?
Yeah.
What sort of games would you like to play?
Mummy's games.
Mummy's games.
Yeah.
What sort of games do you like doing with Mummy?
Nice
ones. Nice ones. Do we play some nice games?
Oh yeah. Of course I do.
Of course I do. What's your favourite game, Thomas?
Called Fire Engine.
It's called Fire Engine?
Yeah.
I don't think I know a game called Fire Engine. Would you like your fire engine to play with?
On the table.
On the table. Okay, well, I'll move this.
Silly Billy. Fire engines.
Sunny, now, would you like me to bring your helmet as well?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm not in my helmet.
Save your helmet for when you're fighting a real fire, shall we?
Yeah, not now.
Not now. There you are, love. Can you manage that? Can Thomas manage?
It's got a hole in. Yeah, landing gun section.
That's right, there's a hole at the back of the fire engine for the... The ladder's to slot into. Is that right?
Yeah. You're on fire, Mummy.
Am I?
Yeah.
My house or myself?
You're on fire on yourself. Nina, Nina, Nina. Oh, he's not got his hose.
Hasn't he?
No.
Do you want the hose?
Yeah. Nina, Nina.
Can you manage to use that as a hose?
No, wait, that's a hose.
This is a hose.
I don't need that.
Which do you not need, Thomas? Right.
Not that.
That's, we made that out of drinking straws and it was supposed to be a snake, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it's now a fireman's hose.
Hose. Fireman's hose. Nina, Nina. You're on fire on yourself, Mummy.
I'm on fire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
It isn't nice. Am I supposed to say that isn't nice? It isn't nice, is it?
No, not.
Well, while you're playing with your fire engine?
Yeah.
I'm playing with my toys.
Yeah.
My toys are the washing up. The plates are washing up, aren't they? Yeah. I'm playing with them. Well, I decided it was such a long time since we'd cleaned this dresser. It looks scruffy, doesn't it? So I can put these things back and you can talk to me while I'm doing it. You look very serious, Thomas. You're concentrating hard, darling.
Yeah.
You're a busy boy, really, aren't you? You trying to do attach the hose pipe to the fire engine?
Yes.
Will it work?
Yes, it will work. You're fire on now, Mummy. You're on fire on yourself.
My jumper's on fire. I'm on fire on myself?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Harrison.
Nina, Nina, Nina. Nina, Nina, Nina. I'm on fire and so I'm going to go up to see you. My jumper's on fire. Help, help.
Help, Nina.
Help. Is he going to get the hose out?
I found one powder there. There is hose. And it's really, really hard work.
Is he working really, really hard?
Oh, Penny, Nina, Nina. Your Penny.
My Penny?
Yeah, Penny.
I don't think I want a penny, do I?
A penny for your firefighter Penny Morris.
Oh, Penny. If it said Penny, I'm firefighter Penny Morris on that.
You say, oh, no. That's how I say it. Chicka, chicka, chicka. Beep, beep. Nina, Nina, Nina. Shout now, firefighter Penny Morris.
Oh, I am, please. That's lovely. I'm glad the fire's out.
Put your jumper out.
The trouble is now you put my jumper out with all that water. My jumper's wet and I feel a bit wet and cold. I'll have to go and get changed, won't I?
Yeah.
Perhaps I could sit in front of a nice warm fire while I dry out and warm up. Better not get too close to the fire though.
No.
Otherwise...
That uncle will
burn
you away.
Yes, he will have to take me away because the new clean dry jumper would be going up in smoke as well.
Yeah, you said fire! Help!
Fire, fire, help, help.
Yeah.
Well, I have to be careful when we're shouting at Thomas because I'm to Linda next door. Might think one day we're on fire and she might come running round with a hose pipe full of water and she might squirt us.
Yeah.
So you mustn't shout fire, fire, help, help too loudly, must you?
You're on fire.
Again?
Yeah.
Where's the hose?
Back of the fire engine.
The back of the fire engine? Mm. Whereabouts? I can't see it.
Yes, you do. There!
Oh, Thomas, that's clever. You put it in that little spot there.
The fire engine's coming.
Good. Well, nice to know you're so well prepared, sweetheart.
Yeah. It's going now. Nina, 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 Nina. I'm stuck there. I'm stuck. First, I jumped out of it. This is ladders.
What do you say? Who's stuck, Thomas?
I don't know.
You don't know who's stuck?
It's Pippin stuck.
Pippin stuck.
That's a me.
Nina,
Nina, baby.
I don't think Pippin's likely to get stuck up a tree. You're getting the ladders out of the fire engine now, aren't you? Rising them.
You got Pippin, I'll get you down. Oh, yeah.
I think it's more likely to be Purdy stuck up a fire, stuck up a tree and needing the services of the fireman.
You are Pippin, you're safe now.
Oh, here you are, Pippin, you're safe now, that's kind. You're a good boy, Thomas, rescuing people, aren't you?
Yes.
A good fireman.
Something's on fire.
What's on fire now?
Reverend Tim's on fire.
Reverend Tim's is on fire?
Yeah.
From the Postman Pat stories?
Yes.
Goodness me.
Did a fire engine in me?
How did Reverend Tim's come to be on fire?
I don't know.
No, I don't. Look, Phoenix is here outside. Uncle Brian's pussycat Phoenix has come to see us.
Nina, Nina! Nina, 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 Nina!
Shh, Thomas, not too loud.
Nina, Nina.
It's very loud, darling.
Isn't it? Very loud.
The siren's very loud.
You say, what's that?
What's that?
It's a fire engine, not an ambulance.
It's not an ambulance, it's a fire engine.
See, Mummy.
Well, that's the thing, Thomas. Sometimes you can hear these sirens and you don't know what it is, do you? So at least I know now because you've told me. I'm glad you told me.
You're on fire, Mummy.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
She's squirt.
You're squirting me with water, are you? Oh, I bet you're enjoying that, aren't you? Hmm? You enjoying drenching Mummy with water?
Oh, no.
I bet it's cold water as well, isn't it?
Yeah. You need a bonfire.
I need a bonfire?
Yes. Not fire, not fire.